Let's talk sport with Brent Costello from WinTV. Hello, mate.
Hi, Darren. How are you going?
Very well, thank you. It's been a while since we've had a catch-up, and there's a fair bit on this weekend, so we'll get straight into it and start with the footy. So Richmond St Kilda tonight, so Riders out, injured, gone for the rest of the season if they get past this weekend. Carlisle's gone home, and there's one other out for St Kilda, isn't there?
Yeah, Ben Long, who's been with his all week at the tribunal. So, yeah, their defence has taken a big hit. So, it's going to be really tough for them tonight, I reckon, which is sad because they've had such a good year. But I tell you what, they can't be disappointed in from where they've come from. They've done a tremendous job this year to get to a semi-final of the premiership season. They'll be pretty happy if they do bow out tonight. I'm sure their supporters would love to see them go a step further, but I just can't Richmond going out in straight sets either. So, yeah, Tigers for me tonight.
Yep, agreed. Lynch back, Tigers to win that. Geelong, Collingwood tomorrow night. A little bit harder to tip this one, I reckon.
Yeah, it is. I just keep telling myself, imagine the Geelong advertiser on Sunday morning. If Geelong can't get it done and they go out in straight sets again, a lot's been spoken about their finals record over the past week since they went able to get the job done against Port Adelaide last weekend. They'll start favourites against Collingwood, but a lot of people are tipping the Pies. Obviously, they had a really good win last week. You just wonder if that was their grand final in some ways. Collingwood had to get themselves up for that game. It was always going to be tough to win. They got over the line in the end after being holed up in quarantine all week. But, I'll go Geelong here, but with no great confidence, I reckon.
All right, let's go to the TSL. What's doing there?
Well, first week of the finals, it's only a two-week final series, so we've got 1v4 playing 2v3, and the winners go through to the grand final next Saturday, which is really exciting. So we've got North Launceston hosting Clarence at UTAS Stadium, and we've got Launceston at home at Windsor Park against Lauderdale. So most people will probably think and assume that the two Lonnie teams will go through. They've been the two best teams all year, but as we've seen, funny things can happen in finals, and with no room for error this year, it's do or die. Something, I just feel my water, something's going to happen tomorrow, some sort of upset. I don't know where or what it's going to be, but I just don't know how it's going to look next week. But that makes it exciting. Obviously, Clarence is an interesting case. A lot of people thought they'd be holding up the ladder at the start of the year, but they've managed to sneak through and play off for a grand final, which is really, really good. So yeah, a bit of pressure on North Launceston. They've only dropped the one game this year. It's a tricky matchup for them. Clarence has really tested them in their two games this year. So and Lauderdale Lonnie have had some great games through the year as well. I think it's one apiece. So two really good games tomorrow, Darren.
Righto then. And I'll just plug the NRL semis this weekend as well. Tonight, Roosters v Raiders. Go Raiders. And then Saturday, it's Parramatta versus South Sydney. I'm on South for that one. Bledisloe Cup rugby, by the way, that's on Sunday afternoon from New Zealand. First international rugby for ages. All right, Sheffield Shield actually starts tomorrow in the hub situation in Adelaide.
Yeah, it does. Can't wait for this. Really excited and really bullish about what the Tigers might be able to produce this year. Obviously, we've got Big Sids down, which is going to be awesome. And our pace attack's just mouth-watering, really. Him and Jackson Bird, Riley Meredith, Sam Rainbird, Gabe Bell, Nathan Ellis. So yeah, really good players coming through. And then we've got, obviously, Bo Webster to provide a bit of spin as well. Tom Andrews looks like he'll play his first game for the state after coming from South Australia. So a lot to look forward to as far as the Tigers go. So can't wait for that. And our batting looks pretty good too, despite George Bailey not being there anymore. We've got the experience in Dorman and Silk and these guys and McDermott's in there. So, yeah, can't wait to sit down and watch a bit of Shield cricket tomorrow.
Yeah, so that's Tassie versus Queensland, first game tomorrow. Tim Payne's going to skipper the team for first three rounds, I think.
Yeah, first two. Wadey is sitting out the first two, then he'll play the back two of the first four rounds. He just wants to spend some time at home with his family after being on that white ball tour of England ahead of a big summer.
Yeah, and speaking of white ball, Australian women they're almost unbeatable. They are unbeatable at the moment in one-day cricket. Yeah.
You've run out of things to say about it, don't you, because they're just taking everything before them, and the way they took care of New Zealand in that last game, I think they were all out for 93, New Zealand, and we put on 300-odd. So it just goes to show the gap between the two countries at the moment. It's quite impressive what the girls are doing.
Mm. All right, soccer. So NPL Strikers, Valley Road tomorrow against Clarence, 2:15 start. Big game for the Strikers. So you've done the maths. Can they wrap up the title tomorrow if they win? Is that...
There's three games to go, and they sit 6 points clear of Glenorchy Knights. So not yet,
no.
But tomorrow would just about get them there, I reckon. So if they can win tomorrow, makes it pretty tough for Glenorchy Knights to make up that. It's going to be tough already, but they wouldn't want to slip up the next three rounds. But
no.
It's pretty much there, They've had such a good year, haven't they?
Sure. So 2:15 at Valley Road tomorrow. They've got a full program tomorrow, heaps of games, starting in the morning and then going right through to the Northern Championships after the NPL. French Open tennis, what's doing there?
Into the final for the women. We've seen Sofia Kenin go through, and Swiatek from, I think she's from Switzerland, I'm pretty sure. I could be wrong. But they're through to the women's final. And in the men's competition, no surprises to see that Novak Djokovic is through to the semi-final. He's playing Schwartzman of Argentina. That's later today. And then in tomorrow's semi, tomorrow morning, early hours, Novak Djokovic and Tsitsipas going head-to-head as well. So shaping up for a Djokovic-Nadal final, which would be awesome. So I can't wait for that.
Righto. And finally, Devonport Bulls, so they're into another Tasmanian Rugby Grand Final. So they'll play next weekend, Grand Final. So they get the weekend off, finishing top of the ladder, winning their first final. So well done to the Bulls. All right, mate, thanks for that. And we'll catch you on WinTV tonight from 6.
Thanks, Darren. Cheers, mate.